It's time for Coffee Talk, and we have Madeline Jarvis on the line. It seems like forever since we've talked, so I'm sure there's lots to share. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. And yeah, I'm looking at the calendar, and it's just so weird how the first and third Thursdays of the month fall sometimes.
Right? Exactly. It seems like a month.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like every 2 weeks, but how does that work? It doesn't.
Right. The math ain't mathin', friend.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's get into it, dear. What do you got for us?
Well, last time we talked, we still had our old setup. That's how long it's been.
Right. I drove by one day, and I was trying to, like, see through the lights. You know, it was after hours, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get in there and check it out. So give us the scoop.
Absolutely. So we have a new accessible circulation desk. It's one level. We have some sit-stand functionality if we need that, but we have gotten such great feedback from folks of all ages, especially nice. Families with young kids, about how much they love being able to greet us at the desk. We have new public computer carrels kind of off to the side a little bit, so folks can have a little bit more of a private experience as they're using their public computers.
Oh, nice.
It just feels really good right now.
Awesome. Now, did it take up more room, less room, just the way you configured it? How are, when visitors come in, are they going to be, you know, like all discombobulated, or is it pretty much like how it was, just more user-friendly?
Ooh, great question. I would say a little different from how it was, but about the same footprint.
Okay, awesome.
The desk will look basically the same, but lower and sleeker. And then that new location for 4 of the 6 public computers will also be in a different spot. We just scooted the table down, but it'll make sense when you see it.
Okay. There you go. That's an open invitation to come check it out. And what are your hours at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Come visit us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. All right, what else? You said you had a list, so let's give you lots of time.
Sounds good. And I have some not-so-fun news. If anybody uses our app, it is unfortunately down. This is a problem with the developer, and this is affecting libraries around the world.
Mm.
So until March, the best way to put a book on hold will be to go to twoharborspubliclibrary.com instead of using that app. And if you would like to make a shortcut for that website on your mobile device or on your laptop, come on by the library during our open times, and we're happy to do that with you.
So you said until March, so it's going to be a while?
It's going to be a while, unfortunately. And I got to tell you, it has been a great 2 weeks to not be an app developer, hearing the back and forth with that team. But it's the group who contracts with the people who do the catalog. So the way you look up if there's a book or not and put it on hold. And like I said, this is affecting a lot of libraries in the U.S., but actually most of the public libraries in Australia and a good chunk of libraries in Europe, too. So they are sweating. They are feeling it.
Wow. But, you know, you guys are so proactive and are just great troubleshooters. You know, believe it or not, there was life before an app. So our Two Harbors Public Library can pretty much still serve you in a very efficient way. So I'm pretty confident you got this. You guys got this.
I like the way you think, friend. And that's a really good point, that we've done it before and we can do it again, and all is well.
Exactly. Did I see that there's going to be a author talk coming up? Or was I'm always on Facebook and seeing the Two Harbors. I suppose I should just let you talk about the events, because there was something that just sounded super exciting, and I might have missed it already.
We did have a few author talks. We don't have anything in the hopper for author talks for December and January, but okay, we do have our 3 book clubs yet.
Oh, nice.
So I wonder if that's what you saw. Go.
No, go ahead.
Next week, Monday morning, the Morning Book Circle Week meets from 11 to 12, and this group goes between fiction and nonfiction every month. This month, they're discussing Red to the Bone by Jacqueline Woodson. That just meets in the library meeting room. Books and Brews is the third Tuesday of the month, yes. 6 to 8 at Castle Danger Brewery. Bring just whatever book you're reading in. This is a group who likes to chat about books, and Castle Danger actually gives you $1 off your first drink if you show them your book on Books and Brews night. And then if you are a little tight on time this time of year, we also have the Short and Sweet Book Club that meets the third Thursday of the month. And it's, you only do readings that'll take you less than 20 minutes. And so for this month, it'll be a selection of poems by Robert Frost.
Oh, nice.
Right. So we'll see if it looks a little bit more seasonally appropriate by the 21st or not.
Right. That's right. That's true. The 21st is officially winter. So we can enjoy this, you know, that I don't miss scraping my windshield. Honestly.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know about you, but not having a split commute isn't too bad.
Right? Exactly. That's pretty awesome. See, there's always an upside. And when it does, you know, start turning into winter weather, you can curl up with a good book that you've got from the library, or you can sit at the library in the nice coziness and, you know, just be inspired by all of the great resources there.
Love that outlook. Absolutely. And if you're unable to attend that Short and Sweet Book Club, we do have copies of the poems available at the front desk. You're welcome to them. Read them on your own time. Enjoy them. Have your own discussions. We're just here to help.
Oh, that's fabulous. Anything else you wanted to share today, Madeline?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just about out of breath. So I'll just wrap up by saying if anybody wants to learn more about what's going on at the library, grab our newsletter at the front desk or sign up for our online newsletter at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. You can find us on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library or give us a call during our open hours at 218-834-3148.
That is fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And looking forward to just in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we'll be talking again, right?
That feels better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, Madeline, you have a fabulous rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All righty. Bye. Yep. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in twice a month, giving us the lowdown. Always some wonderful things happening there at our own Two Harbors Public Library.